Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. He's part of the morning show, too, we think, you know, at least once a week.
That's right. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Automotive and McCoy Outdoor Company. And joining us is the man, Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
So we yesterday, well, I know the coastline's been getting more rain than the rest of us, but big storms passing through yesterday. It's been a pretty dry August for most of us, but it's been hot.
It has been hot, man. I'll tell you, though, when we talked about this last week, Dalton, is, man, this the mornings are just beautiful. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the contrast from daybreak, or just before daybreak when we leave, to about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then that little light north wind dies, and I'm telling you, man, it gets steaming. It's just amazing. Within a half an hour of how, but boy, the mornings are just picturesque, and it looks like it's going to be that way all the way through the weekend. The other thing that we got going on this week, guys, is we got this tide change right at daylight, and so you got two ingredients for a recipe for a great fishing trip. Especially during the summer, is you got daybreak, which starts the day for the fish, and then a tide change, which also starts the day for a fish, both of those occurring right at daylight. And that's the magic that we've had all week this week, and it's going to continue into the weekend. Of course, it moves back an hour each day, but still you're getting a tide change around 8 o'clock in the morning through the weekend. So what that means is you're going to be able to get out there at daylight, catch the best part of the day and the tide, and get back off the water before, one, it gets steaming hot, and two, you get these thunderstorms like we had yesterday. We ran an afternoon trip with 6 boats yesterday, and I'm talking, when you talk about some guys sweating to get, I mean, guys sweating from being hot, but I'm talking about being scared getting in, because that was a heck of a storm that hit South Mobile County yesterday.
Yeah, it started north and it moved south, and as it moved through whatever community it went through, it was raising hell. I mean,
it was something else. And too, when you're on the water, it just seems to be magnified. And I've talked about it before too, you know, if you look at your phone radar, it looks like a little tiny blip, but if you're in the water getting caught in it, it ain't just a little tiny blip. It's real nasty. So, you know, just want to caution everybody. We talk about it all the time, about watching those things, mainly just because of the lightning.
Yes.
That's what happens, and it happens so fast. So you guys got to really pay attention to that when you're out on the water, you know. And again, it occurs mostly in the afternoon. So you know, again, getting out there and get it done early. Shrimp. Working great, both live and artificial shrimp under a cork. Whether you're fishing deep, you're going to want to fish them on a slip cork. Fishing shallow like we did yesterday, we fish them under a popping cork. You never go wrong. If you can get your hands on croakers this time of year, this is the time of year that the croaker bite's really on. The trout, for some reason, when it gets hot like this, have this hankering for croakers. They don't eat them any other time of the year, but this time of year, if you can get your hands on them, they'll jump in the boat in the live well to get you croakers.
Wow. Yeah,
and
good information.
Great information. Captain Bobby, we post this to our podcast page every week, so if folks missed part of it or all of it, they can go back and listen there at fmtalk1065.com. If they want to book a trip with you, it makes for great gifting as well, if there's a birthday or something like that coming up. How can folks get in touch and do that?
Real easy. It's even easy for somebody that's technically incompetent like me. You just go to ateamfishing.com, and there's a contact us tab on there. You can either call us or shoot us an email. And like you said, we can we do it all the time and give you a gift certificate that you can hand to whoever you're going to give it to, and they can book the trip whenever they want. And we call it the A-Team layaway plan. You don't even pay for it until you actually get the trip in.
Wow. Glad you're safe, Bobby. You and everybody involved in that afternoon fishing, and glad you're well, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. You too. That's Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Automotive and McCoy Outdoor Company.